Dropping the Needle. You're listening to Dropping the Needle, the podcast where all music from all genres is discussed. New releases, classic albums, rediscovered music, signed and unsigned. No ass kissing. Just two guys talking about music. Here are your hosts, Michael Brandvold from Michael Brandvold Marketing and Mitch LaFon.
We are with Jeff Tate tonight in Montreal.
Yes, we are.
Good play. Now, this is a fun night because you just had Brian Tichy join the band. How was that playing with Tichy for the very first time?
Well, it was incredible. You know, Brian is he's a monster player.
Right. Right?
Just amazing. We rehearsed for about 3 days in Seattle about a month ago with him.
Right.
And then we've been doing other shows with Simon Wright playing drums, which is great. And then tonight was the first night with Brian, and he flew in, and we did a rehearsal of soundcheck, and then he did the show, and it was...
Spot on.
Yeah, spot on, you know, which amazes me, because there's a lot to remember. You know, Queensryche music, it's very complex.
Right.
You know, a lot of times people don't realize that, especially musicians, when they're trying to play it. Like, they listen to it, and they go, oh, yeah, I got that. And then they sit in with the band, they go, oh, wait a minute, what are you doing here?
Yeah, what are you doing here?
Yeah, there's a lot of little intricacies that fly past you that you don't realize that are happening. You know, timing changes, and, you know, coming, you know, on the offbeats and things like that.
Brian, you're great, man, you really are.
That's John Moyer, our bass player.
Telling you, Brian, how great he is.
Yeah.
So, you know, while we're here, let's talk about Frequency Unknown.
The new album.
New album.
Yeah.
So much to say. Where do you want to start? Do you want to start with all the positives or some of the controversy?
There's controversy?
A little bit of controversy.
Oh, good. Let's talk about that.
Well, all right. No, but some fans have complained about the artwork, that there's an FU and you shouldn't be saying that to the fans. I don't know. I didn't see a problem with it, but was that the message? No, right?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, people are saying that the F and the U, the rings that this fist has on,
right,
is saying fuck you to fans?
That's the internet.
How bizarre.
How bizarre.
Why would you even, like, entertain that comment as being serious?
No, I can't.
It's ridiculous.
So, let's talk about the music then. Sounds very rock to me. Back to old school, yeah. How was it putting it together?
It was fun. It was a great project. It was one of those whirlwind kind of creative experiences, you know, that I really love. If I could, I'd put out a record every 6 months.
Right.
I think music is, you know, of the time. It's that's such an interesting time we live in right now. So much happening, so much going on. Politically, socially, we're in this, like, amazing time of change. We're all coming together because our communication stream is so exact now, you know, and major changes happening, and I want to talk about that. I don't want to wait 2 years to put out a record. I use music as a topical way of communicating, and I want to talk about what's happening now, you know. And so anyway, being in the position I'm in now, I could put out a record as soon as I want to,
right?
Really, and so that's what I choose to do, is to be quick about it, you know.
But why even bother putting out a record? Why not just do one single for iTunes or three song EP? Like,
you see,
why the whole concept of an album?
Is the money?
The money. Okay.
Got to have a little bit of money there.
But does it? Is it?
I'm old school. I grew up in the money time of the record company industry, you know, where you made money making records. I still can't let go of that.
You can't let go. You don't want to just do the singles, because that's more immediate.
I suppose I'll probably work into that in time, but I'm still kind of in this, well, if they want to offer me a giant sum of money to do a record, okay.
Yeah, all right. That sounds good to me. Now is Operation Mindcrime with a few greatest hits at the end.
Greatest. The greatest of
the greatest of the greatest hits. At some point, as you move along, do you pull away from Operation Mindcrime and get into a tour where people will start hearing some of the Tribe songs, some of the Dedicated to Chaos songs, or do you want to sort of focus more on the roots, you know, where Jeff Tate came from?
I don't know. I don't really know. Maybe I'll take a poll and see what people think.
Yeah.
I'm at this point now in my life where I honestly don't know what people want. You know, I've never actually thought about that before. Right. I've always operated with the idea of, let's just be inspired by life and right. write what you feel, you know, and I've never really been one for nostalgia too right. much.
And that's what was great about Queensryche when you were there is that you went from Empire over to Promised Land, over to Here and the Now, and there was an evolution. And then as you yeah. got into Tribe and all that, you got into this evolution.
We always did. That was the starting point of our relationship writing. When Chris was in the band, our motto was No Limits.
Right.
You know, we wanted to write and create music that had no boundaries. We didn't right. want to be limited by other people's lack of imagination. Because, we wanted because to before dream you did, our own dreams, you know?
Before you did Queen of the Reich and Mindcrime, nobody was doing that. You sort of invented that. So the fans that came with you and followed you into that uncharted territory, as you went further, went, wait a minute. So,
well, I think it's a risk that you
take.
Well, it's something that happens when you have success at any given point, is that when you have that success, people, audiences, they right. want you to remain the same as when they found you.
Right.
And they don't understand that art and music needs to progress, right. you know? It needs to be true to the artist.
Right.
And the artist needs to be true to the art. And it's not like... It's not like my place in life is to be a nostalgia act to make someone feel like they did when they were in high school.
Right.
That's not my job.
No. And it's probably not rewarding either for you.
No. Of course not.
Because, I don't know, I personally wouldn't want to wear the same t-shirt and the same sneakers from 25 years ago and sort of keep turning around
well,
and around.
I could still do that.
Right. But, you know.
I still wear a medium.
Medium, yeah. Don't we all?
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
Not some of us.
Yeah. I've worked hard on losing weight these days.
Me too. You know, but I love food and I love wine and, you know, life's too short to be too limited, I think. I mean, you have to find some kind of boundary, you know, some kind of happy place.
Now, the fun thing about, you mentioned wine, the fun thing about the wine is that you're hands-on. This is not just Jeff Tate and somebody slaps on a label on a bottle.
No.
You're out there. You're sniffing the grapes, and you're testing them.
I'm sniffing
them
it. I'm drinking
you're,
it.
You're doing
I'm
the
stomping
whole
those grapes.
Are you getting the vat as well?
Well, we got a new electric stomper, but before that.
Before that. You and the wife would hold hands.
Naked. You know,
naked.
Stomping on the grapes.
Hey, kumbaya. It's all good. You know what?
Kumbaya.
Why not? Did you enjoy this?
Hate that song.
Well, yeah, but, you know, we know the feeling, right?
Yes, we do.
It was like hair, I guess.
It's warm fuzzy. Marshmallows, chocolate bars.
Is that the only thing you're interested in, is doing wine, or eventually will you
oh, no,
branch out into
doing,
chocolates?
Oh,
and
I'm interested in so many things. I'm working on a new record right now.
Already?
Yes.
But
it's an
this
amazing...
This one just came out.
Oh, yeah. And I'll have another one after that.
Okay.
Too. Yeah.
Tell me about that one.
I can. I can give you a little bit. I just
let's
recently...
Is it the musicians that are playing with you tonight? Like, is it the same band, or is this like another project? Is
I've invited everybody to be part of this.
Okay.
You know, some people write.
Yeah.
Some people don't.
Right.
Some people are like incredible players, and some people write songs.
Right.
You know, so it's not for everybody. But I've invited everybody that I know to be part of this idea.
Another Queensryche album or Jeff Tate? You sort of got both going on. You had Kings.
I know
and
it's
Kings
great.
And Thieves, right?
Yeah, Kings and Thieves was my solo.
It was
a
solo
record, yeah.
And then you've got the Queensryche, so...
It's actually a wonderful position to be in.
I can imagine.
Because Queensryche, of course, has limitations.
Yes.
It has expectations. People want it to be of a certain way.
Right.
And I get that. I'm cool with that. You know, if you want to hear chunk, 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 you know, guitar, cool with that.
Okay.
I like that too, you know. But with my solo stuff, it gives me the ability and the... vehicle to stretch out and do stuff that I hear in my head, and I don't have to conform to anybody else's stereotype.
Right.
You know? So I like that too.
It's
but this
risk-taking.
New idea, I just came from Singapore.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Singapore?
No.
Cool place, man. It's like you all of a sudden you land in Singapore and you're in this futuristic world. It's like what you envision the 21st century being.
Right.
It's there.
I heard it's very clean.
The rest of us, we aren't in the 21st century. No. Okay. They are. I mean, their buildings are modern and sleek and clean and neon lights everywhere and like everything
like
is
Blade Runner.
It's like Blade Runner. It's cleaner than Blade
Runner. Cleaner than Blade.
Right? And everything works, which is amazing. And it's very rich. A lot of wealthy people there. A lot of money changing hands. It's where business is located in right. Southeast Asia, you know. And I came up with this new storyline that really got me going. And so I've written this thing that's going to turn into an album and start writing the music already for it. So I'm excited about it.
Now, when you say an album, are you talking concept album? Since it's
yeah, it's a concept album. It's a trilogy. It's a three-part thing.
Nice. Well, you started with, I mean, you had Operation Mindcrime 1, Operation Mindcrime 2, and I guess you could trilogy that one. So this will be a whole new
this
series.
This is a whole different thing.
A whole new series.
This is beyond Mindcrime. This is where, way beyond Mindcrime.
Let me ask you real quick about the whole Queensryche situation. There's the legal stuff, but forget that. Was there an emotional impact on you? I mean, you've been with these guys for 25, maybe 30 years. Was there any kind of emotional, we'll just go with impact. I mean, did you cry? Did it hurt?
It hurt a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a betrayal that I've actually never experienced before.
Right. Well, I can imagine.
In my life, you know.
30 years with brothers in arms and...
Yeah.
It's...
And people that, you know, you looked after, you took care of, you made sacrifices for.
Absolutely.
You included them in everything you did and everything you thought of.
Sure.
You know, without... Whenever you made a move, you thought of these guys.
Right.
You know, you thought, okay, how's that going to impact them? Okay, well, I got to take care of them, make sure this happens, you know.
And I'm sure what fans don't see is that you probably had them over for Christmas, or you probably had them on your boat, or I mean, there was more than just show up on a tour bus and off we go. There was
you have
family.
You have a relationship, and right. And all of a sudden, you wake up one day and everything changes. You know,
yeah.
It's all different, and it's a lot to digest. It's a lot to understand, and I'm kind of over that now.
Right.
I know it's been a year, and I've come to terms with it and moved on.
Which is important.
I feel happier, you know, and in a good spot. I feel creative again. I feel very, very inspired to move on. And I think getting on the horse and riding, you know, was the thing to do. Working with, you know, new people and feeling their energy, you know, like Brian coming in tonight. I know he was just so pumped up and excited about playing the show. He's a fan of the album, you know.
Yeah.
He's a fan of Queensryche, and so hearing his interpretation of the music is exciting for me. You know,
right.
I'm feeling his excitement, and it's all a big contagious thing. It's like an epidemic, you know.
I guess that's got to be the positive, is that you get re-energized, because I can imagine when you've played Operation Mindcrime for 30 years with the same guys, it must get into a rut at some point. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of times where it's exciting, but there's also some times where it's like, all right, tonight let's go paint by numbers. And
well, it really was paint by numbers, because the old band, we always used a click track,
right.
You know. We had a computer or a machine leading the band, and so we just all played along with the click track, and the click track had, you know, recorded backup vocals on it
right.
from the albums, and, you know, small guitar parts here and there that we couldn't play live, all the orchestra keyboard parts,
right.
You name it. It was all on the
on the backing track.
Yeah. Right. And so you play along to this thing every night, and it's like you can't move.
Right.
You know, you can't...
Can't be spontaneous.
You can't be spontaneous. You can't change things up. It takes a production time to change things up. You know, you have to schedule time to do that.
Right,
you know,
and you got to reset the light cues.
Reset
and
everything, you know. And so, with this band, everything's live. We're playing everything live. We're singing live. And,
well, I noticed that.
And it's a live band. We're following the rhythm of the drummer. We're not following a machine. The machine isn't leading us, you know. So we could look at each other and go, you know, pause, and the band will wait, you know. or we'll extend a section just on the fly.
Well, I've never seen you talk to the audience as much as tonight. I mean, I've seen you probably a dozen times, and tonight you were like giving out stories and Hey Montreal and the Saint-Sulpice, and I've never seen you do that before. Mm. It's always been very
regimented.
Yeah.
Now, like, the plus side of that is that the band, when you're using a click track, the band sounds incredible.
Yes, you know, I'm not complaining. None of this was to say, like, that amazing. Queensrÿche before was bad. I'm not saying
no,
that at all.
No, I don't mean to say anything negative about it. I'm just saying it's different.
It's different.
It's very different, you know. And I like the difference. After 30 years of doing it one way, this is a new way of doing it that I'm finding very refreshing.
Yeah. So where do we go from here? What are the plans for you in terms of moving forward? Because, you know, you've got that whole legal thing coming up, so there's going to be a quagmire for a little bit, but where do we go in 2014?
I have no idea. I have no idea. All I know is that in November we have our court date, which hopefully will settle this whole thing, and then we can all move on with our lives and it'll be done, right? Which I'm really looking forward to, and I speculate that the other guys are looking forward to that too. So,
I mean,
when that happens,
resolution is important.
It is. It's important to get done with the
emotionally
thing.
And physically and the whole thing.
And monetarily, geez, sure. It's like, you know, a stranglehold on your everything you do, you know, your finances and what plans you can make, all that. So anyway, we'll finish that up. In the meantime, I'm working on a new record that I hope to have out before the end of the year is my goal.
Really?
And touring, you know, just going every place possibly can go.
Never ends.
Hopefully never.
Well, thank you.
If I'm going to die, and if I'm going to, you know, end it all, I hope it's on a stage somewhere around the world.
Well, I hope it's not in Montreal, because I'd hate to be in the audience and see you die, but I certainly like to see you
but
come back.
How spectacular.
Back.
What a way to go. You know?
Yeah.
None of this old...
Think of the PR.
You know, none of this, you know, old and feeble, dying in a rest home. No. I'm going to go spectacularly.
Well, speaking of that, of the rest home... Is there a retirement? I mean, is there a due date on Jeff Tate? I mean, do you say, well, I'm going to do this another 5 years and I'm done?
No.
I mean, are you going to be like B.B. King and get up there at whatever, 88 and just...
Belt it out?
Belt it out, do what you can?
I'll be belting it out as long as I can.
Okay, so there's no...
I enjoy it. I love playing live. I love... I love the audience. I love the music and playing a show and playing with a band. I love it all.
But a lot of times, especially what interviewers don't ask is... There are physical realities. You get older, your knees start hurting, that's what's happening to me. Do you still see you?
Well, you're older than me.
Yes. five. No, but I mean, at some point, don't you say, it's enough being on a tour bus at my age, my shoulder hurts, my neck hurts, that pillow in the bunk, I mean, no?
I don't know. I'm a road dog. I love it.
Okay.
I love truck stops and... You know, taking a dump in a truck stop bathroom is like, fuck, it's like amazing, you know? The smell of other people's shit
early in the morning. Right.
I live for that. The smell of diesel gets me going, fast food, you name it. Yeah. I love it all.
Diesel and fast food.
No, really, I honestly do. I love being on the road.
See, that should be the next album title, Diesel and Fast Food. It's a great title. But thank you.
Thank you for that.
Pleasure. Yeah,
that will be it.
That will be it. Just put in your dedications to Mitch LaFon. Hey, always a pleasure.
Thanks, Mitch.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Bumblefoot from Guns N' Roses, and I just released my own award-winning gourmet hot sauces, from the mild cherry bourbon Bumblicious to the over-the-top Bumblefucked. So, if you want to get Bumblefucked, visit bumblefoot.com for more information.
You've been listening to Dropping the Needle.
Dropping the Needle.
With Michael Brandvold and Mitch LaFon.